Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So one of our listener questions is actually medically related. Woohoo! Yay! I love answering medical questions, so keep them coming. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA or 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, or you can email us at drdahlia.com. Go to our website, our Twitter, our Facebook. So one of you had asked about mucus in the stool, and I'll talk a little bit more about it when you guys have a chance to put down your breakfast or your lunch or your dinner, whatever you're eating right now. I'm not sure which shift you all work. And stool mucus, something that is actually a very important topic. If you have too much of it, it could be a sign of an inflammatory bowel condition or an infection or irritable bowel. If you notice any changes in your bowel habits, we definitely want you to bring that up to a medical provider, because you're not supposed to be passing mucus, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's dangerous. It could be you're a little dehydrated. It could be that maybe, you know, there could be some food intolerances. Maybe you ate too many nuts. So the anal glands sometimes have to work overtime, and they might do that if they feel that you have issues passing your stool. But I'll probably email, you know, my answer more, because stool and mucus and all that isn't really something that people want to hear when they're eating. However, you know, many of you are very frustrated with our toilet paper crisis. And I thought, you know what, I probably should take a few minutes to link the two topics together, because I think that's how we solve a lot of problems. One, our toilet paper crisis. And two, dealing with bowel issues. So I don't know if any of you used to watch Richard Pryor, but don't worry, I'm not going to quote him because of the FCC regulations, but he would talk about a clean break. And this is something that doctors used to ask about. You know, when you would have bowel movement, does it come out pretty easily, or do you have to need half a roll of toilet paper to clean up afterwards? We don't really ask that. In fact, when I was teaching medical students, I didn't really, you know, focus on that much. And I think that needs to be brought back, because a lot of our health does relate to our bowels. And a clean break is basically where after you use the bathroom, you just need a little bit of toilet paper, if that, because pretty clean. And a clean break just makes people feel better. It's like the best thing ever, okay? Unfortunately, when somebody doesn't have a clean break, they have to use wads and wads and wads of toilet paper. Now, with coronavirus, we have seen toilet paper go up in price. I had to buy toilet paper yesterday on Amazon. I believe 36 rolls was about $30, and that was the best price I could find. I was seeing $50, $60, $70 prices for toilet paper. Isn't toilet paper supposed to be cheap? It's paper, and it's toilet paper. And so, you know, toilet paper is one of, I think, an indicator whether we have inflation or not, and I'm telling you right now, we have inflation. So to spend $30 on a box of toilet paper really makes me mad. Now, fortunately, I live with boys and men, so they're not big toilet paper people. They stand, they pee, they whatever. You know, for me, I'm a woman, so I use toilet paper. You know, if you have younger women, right, menstruating women, they'll use a lot more toilet paper. I mean, I remember, you know, wrapping up all my pants and jeans and workout clothes, because I just didn't trust any sanitary napkin. But I've told you guys, when we did have the toilet paper shortage originally with COVID, I would just go into the shower and pee, right? Because then I didn't have to use toilet paper. So it made it a little easier. But when all of us, doesn't matter what gender you are, go number two, Many times you need to use toilet paper. And even if you have a clean break, you need to use toilet paper, but maybe not as much. So how do you get to the clean break stage? Well, one is you have to have proper hydration. If you are constipated, things don't pass easily. And we talked about why people are constipated. The longer stool sits in the colon's job is to absorb water from the food. After the food went through the stomach, got digested, well, with your fork and knife, and then the saliva digests, and then it gets in the stomach and the acid digests, and then it starts to turn to a sludge as it goes through the intestine so it can absorb all the nutrients, the small intestine, and then the large intestine's job is to absorb the water back from the stool. The longer it sits, it just churns and churns and churns, and it becomes more sticky, it becomes more hard, and harder to pass. So it's not going to come out as easily. Diarrhea, however, is coming out too easily, and you're losing water. Diarrhea is not very safe either because you could become dehydrated. So it just needs to be the right amount, like the Goldilocks. It just has to be just right. So how to make your stools just right? Well, one is make sure you're hydrating. I recommend 5 to 9 glasses of water a day, but if you exercise a lot, you need to increase that more. If you sweat a lot, you know, if you have a higher respiration rate, if you're sick, your fluid intake will vary. You also have to make sure you're eating fiber-rich foods. You can't have things just sit. Stool could soften, but if it doesn't move, it sits and then again gets more water absorbed. So you need to make sure that you're eating fiber-rich foods that allow you to go to the bathroom. If coffee works for you, great. If a little piece of chocolate works for you, great. But to get that clean break, it's art. It is, and you're very, very lucky. I mean, if you need to pray, pray. But that clean break means that the stool was in proper form, proper shape. You didn't need to push. It wasn't sitting there. It wasn't overly gummy or sticky. Cheese will do that, by the way. You need to watch your cheese and your dairy intake because cheese has a gum to it to make it have that really cool shape and look like a brick. So, you know, you need to, or a pie or whatever. So you need to watch your cheese intake because that could change it up. But, you know, seeds might help as well. You've got to be careful for those of us with diverticula, those pockets in the colon. But, you know, if you are having trouble getting some clean breaks, talk to your doctor. And if your doctor's like, you know, we got bigger fish to fry, you could say, yeah, but, you know, I don't want to use a half a roll of toilet paper every time I go to the bathroom. It's an economic issue. Yeah, people say, I don't want to go to the doctor because it costs too much. Well, how much are you spending on toilet paper? If you could get a couple clean breaks a week, you know how much toilet paper you're going to save? So it's all about the clean break. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bond Connor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are taking your questions and your calls. On Facebook, one had asked, I'm not going to reveal their name just because I forgot to ask permission before, why aren't we using live attenuated viruses for the vaccine? You know, where are they in development? So the live attenuated virus, I need to correct myself. It's the virus, it's the flu. We have a flu shot or a flu vaccination, I should say, not in injection form, but in a nasal spray. And the live attenuated versions are a nice option that we've had in, not all of them are nasal sprays, of course, but it's a nice option we have when it comes to vaccination, because we get to vaccinate the mode or the area or the location where the virus can enter. So if we believe the flu can come through your nose, we spray it into your nose, we get it directly into the respiratory tree, it can hopefully start to work and act there. And a live attenuated version is a weakened version of the virus. With COVID, they are working on a nasal spray. I think we spoke about it a while back. There's a couple companies out there that are working on a live attenuated. In fact, I think the Sinopharm. Sinopharm is an inactivated one. It's not a live attenuated. Sinopharm is an activated version, a killed version of the coronavirus that they're using. However, we're being told that there's some efficacy issues, that it's not as strong as the mRNA ones that we're seeing with Pfizer and Moderna. So one reason why we might not be having as many live attenuated or other sort of flu paralleling vaccination choices when it comes to COVID is because maybe early trials or early studies were not showing that much efficacy. Now that might change. It sounds like the live attenuated version studies are still going on, but coronavirus also, remember, has a huge stigma. And the next thing we're going to talk about is the public opinion still, and the enthusiasm for the vaccine still isn't where we need it to be for herd immunity. So Austin Carter from KTNV yesterday had interviewed me on herd immunity. Our local health district is amazing, and the Southern Nevada Health District is now opening up these pods and these centers for people to get vaccinated. But the question remains, what numbers are we looking at? What are our goals to reach herd immunity? So we don't have an exact number, but many medical experts are talking about we need about 70% of people immune. They could be immune from natural immunity, assuming the pathogen provides long-term immunity. We don't think that's the case with COVID, or immunity from a vaccine. So in order to have herd immunity, where you protect the little babies in the herd that can't get vaccinated, we need at least 70% of the population, and they believe that could be enough to protect most people then, most vulnerable people from the virus. So I live in Southern Nevada. We have about 2 million people, including Pahrump and the outskirts. So 70% is what, 1.4 million? So we need to make sure we vaccinate about 1.4 million. Currently in my neck of the woods, I believe we vaccinated about 29,000 people. That's good, but we still have a long way to go. So now, what's stopping people? And we've discussed this. Well, one is, people see things online and they get concerned that they might have a side effect. I know people are pretty scared about what happened with that one doctor in Miami that they're studying. It's still not proven that it was vaccine related, but somebody possibly having little petechiae and blood spots or an ITP where their clotting factors get attacked by an immune system, people are concerned that if there's going to be one wacky reaction, it's going to happen to them. I'm a little nervous. I had a petechiae when I was given sulfa. It was the 17th time, I believe, I was on sulfa. But I had told the doctor, I'm like, I don't know. Something tells me I shouldn't take it because my mom's really allergic, and I think I'd like to, choose something else. And he said, no, I'm the doctor now. All right? Dr. Dahlia, no. I want you on sulfa. I didn't have anything. It just was an antibiotic he liked, and it was after a surgery, and he wanted to make sure that I wouldn't get MRSA, and I didn't. But the problem is I had such a bad reaction where, it looked like my urine was black, so I'm assuming there might have been blood in it, and I had all these little baby blood spots, these little petechiae on my legs, that there's a chance I might have been going into that. Now, luckily, it stopped because I stopped the antibiotic right away, and thank God, I think whatever happened. I felt horrible for a few days, but I am a little nervous, because I get vaccines all the time. I'm pro-vaccines, but I just feel if anything's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. So I get it. I'm not going to be one of those doctors that says, do as I say and don't question it. All right? I'm always open to discussions because those doctors that say, just do it, don't even question it, they lose the patient. The patient won't talk to them. You need a doctor that says, okay, why are you concerned? What is your concern? And so some people are saying, well, I'm really, really allergic to shellfish. So then hopefully I could provide some education. Well, we're not really seeing a lot of shellfish allergy allergic reactions. I get your concern, but, you know, so we need to have conversations. And for some people say, well, gosh, anybody that's anti-vaccine is a whack job. No, that's not the way to go either. There are people with concerns about vaccine. And now, if somebody thinks that it's alien, you know, orchestrated, and we're getting things injected into us that will communicate with the aliens, all right, I'm not really going to question your, I'll probably question your sanity on that one. But when people have a concern about a vaccine, like the parent that was worried about vaccinating children before they went to school with COVID when it was never studied on children, that's not an insane person. That's somebody who's worried about their children. That's okay. It's okay to ask questions. We want you to ask questions. If I'm going to tell you you need to take a medication, you really need to ask why. On this show, I've always told you, ask your provider why this medicine. And if they get defensive, that's not a provider you need. But a good medical provider is a teacher. I can't work with you and help you cure your diabetes or help you manage your diabetes if you aren't engaged, if you aren't educated, and if you aren't enlisted, the three E's. Right? If you don't believe me or if you don't think I'm an appropriate, I'm an appropriate source of information, then I'm going to lose you. You're not going to listen. If I didn't educate you on why this particular medicine is why I think it'll help your diabetes, let's say, you won't then take it. You won't be enlisted. So we have to make sure when it comes to this vaccine, we educate. Well, the problem we've had is our education on COVID has been so rigorous and almost too good that you have populations of people saying, wait a second, you said COVID is dangerous. You said we're in a pandemic. You said we need to stay home and all these restaurants and bars need to be at 25% capacity, but you want me to go to Disneyland or to an arena or to a field to get a shot. You told me, and I believed you, that I'm not supposed to leave the house to avoid COVID. So a problem we have is people are telling me I don't want to leave the house. I'm not going to get the vaccine till it's safe. Well, what if COVID is around for a while? So, like I said, I've spoken about this on the show before, and I know we have a lot of new listeners. We might have to unscare the population if we want them to get out of their houses to go and get vaccinated. Our health district is doing an amazing job. The Southern Nevada Health District, I love what they do. I'm a huge supporter. I really support everything they do, and I think they're doing a fantastic job. And they're going to be opening up these quote-unquote pods, just like we're seeing in other parts of the country. But one thing we need to do once we mass vaccinate people is realize there are people that aren't leaving their house. And how do we make them comfortable enough to go out to get a vaccine? So do people need choices? Will we be able to encourage more to get a vaccine if they have a choice? There's a lot of people saying, look, I want the one shot deal. I'll get out of the house, but it'll just be for one shot. I'll meet you on the sidewalk and then let me run back in the house. I don't want to be around lines of people getting vaccines. I mean, will we get more people on board if we have choices? Now, in America, luckily, we have choices. In other countries, no. This Sinopharm, is that what it's called, Sinopharm? China, you get it or you're, I don't know, out or whatever happens to them. So I'm not a fan of mandates because we're a free country. But you have a lot of people out there that, you know, aren't on board with the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. So we either need to get other vaccines out there or we need to listen to them and see what their concerns are so we find alternative approaches. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims are rising. The Labor Department reports 965,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week, up 181,000 from the previous week's revised level. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling USA Radio News.
Worst showing since late August. So that's not moving in the direction we want to be moving in. And I think they can be both at once shocking, but not necessarily surprising.
President-elect Joe Biden set to deliver a primetime economic address on Thursday. He also tweeted on Wednesday, in a bipartisan vote, the House voted to impeach and hold President Trump accountable. Biden continues, now the process continues to the Senate, where he hopes they'll deal with their constitutional responsibilities. You're listening to USA Radio News. Delta Airlines will not let passengers check firearms on flights to the nation's capital for the next week. The policy starts this weekend and will last until Joe Biden is sworn in as the nation's next president. Delta CEO Ed Bastian telling CNBC they are on high alert because of recent events.
We are doing an awful lot in terms of gathering the information, talking to all of the intelligence agencies, and both federal and local, as well as FAA and TSA as well.
President-elect Joe Biden will tap current Deputy Defense Secretary David Norquist to temporarily run the Pentagon while the new team awaits confirmation of a permanent DOD chief. Biden also tapping former South Carolina Democratic Party Chair Jamie Harrison to lead the Democratic National Committee. Harrison lost the South Carolina Senate race to Lindsey Graham by 10 points, although Harrison outraised Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Brian from Cleveland, Ohio says, "Would well, I can't read his whole comment, but the gist is he's buying a gun. He thinks the world is going crazy. Would I consider buying a gun? Protecting myself." We do have guns in the house. I think a lot of us do. Remember, I grew up in the Southwest. I was born in California, grew up in Arizona, live in Southern Nevada. So Yeah, we have, my grandfather had guns, my grandfather, my other grandfather was a police officer, my father was in the military, so, you know, we do. I really don't want us getting to a point where Americans are going to be fighting Americans. I think this whole year has stressed out people beyond belief, and we have seen a lot of selfishness, whether it comes to toilet paper, whether it comes to people hopping the line for the COVID vaccine, or being told that tech might have been to blame for some people being able to sneak in line because they were able to sign up or figure out how to work the system and then be able to get a COVID vaccine before it was their turn. And so I think we have witnessed, you know, the true, you know, instinct of humans and the true behavior of humans and how animalistic we could be. In fact, Delta Airlines has had to place 880 passengers on its no-fly list because they were people who were heckling senators like Lindsey Graham and Mitt Romney from their flights to D.C. And Delta wants to have a more hospitable environment. Delta is also going to prohibit guns in checked baggage on flights to D.C. So for those people that travel with their guns, you can travel with a gun. You have to disclose it. It has to be in a case. It has to be unloaded. There's a lot of different rules each airline has. But Delta won't even let you take your gun. Nope. They are trying to control what could be possible riots in D.C. as the inauguration is supposed to take place in 6 days. Representative Peter Maher was one of the 10 Republicans who voted to impeach President Donald Trump Wednesday. He said that he and some of his colleagues are buying body armor and actually changing their daily routines due to fear of violence. He said, "It's sad that we have to get to this point, but you know our expectation is that somebody may try to kill us." So this, I talk a lot about psychology. Right? We were trained in medical school by our dean was the psychologist of, I believe, the Salt Lake City Olympics. He was the psychologist for the Salt Lake City Olympics. I forget what year that was. I believe it was in the 80s. And so Dr. Jerry May was our dean, so we got a lot of psychology. And so when I look at politics or when I look at economy, I bring up the psychology because for those of us that, you know, might just have our heads in the sand going, all right, everything's going to be fine. I like to kind of alert you to how, you know, human behavior is and why we shouldn't keep our guard down. Or when people don't understand why their boss keeps on them or why their spouse, you know, isn't telling them they love you. You know, is it that they don't love them or is there another process? So I speak a lot about relationships. I speak a lot about employment and employer-employee relationships, but I do it from a psychological lens. So with politics, I speak about it through a psychology lens or through a psychological lens. I'm an MD. I'm a family practice based board-certified physician in family medicine. I've done emergency medicine as well, but we get a lot of psychology, and it's rare to see a family doctor that doesn't, you know, perform a lot of, you know, psychological evaluations and you know, therapy. So, you know, we when you hear that people are concerned that their lives are at risk and people want confirmation that when something happens, something heinous happens, somebody kills, somebody performs a crime, that it was a fluke, that it was a one-off. And so the reason why we've been able to go about our lives knowing that there's rapists, knowing that there's murderers out there, knowing that there's people out there that want to blow up the World Trade Center is we've compartmentalized, and the first thing people do is they looked at the news article or they researched to see if it was somebody with mental illness or if it was, let's say, a terrorist group. And they go, all right, well, they were terrorists. Or it was somebody with mental illness. And then they move on. They almost feel like they could move on. It's still tragic. But people want a reason. They want to know there was a reason for something bad happening. And then if there is, let's say, a reason, people are working on the cure. So we don't have a lot of cures for mental illness. You know, we don't have a lot of screening mechanisms. We don't have a lot of therapists out there. We don't have a cure for terrorism. But for some reason, people are able to move on. When people can't move on and they get very anxious is if somebody with no criminal record commits a crime. What made people very edgy about what happened with the Capitol riots is, even though there were, you know, prior felons, you know, prior people with prior rap sheets there, there were also people that had no history of any criminal record. They were upset. They were mad. They felt wrong. They felt like the government was, you know, was taken over illegally, that the election was committed by fraud, etc. So many other, you know, reasons. And when you start to see middle-aged people who really have families and grandchildren, all that, being willing to commit a crime, now that causes a lot of anxiety. Because you can't just say mental illness. Now, personally, anybody storming the Capitol wanting to hurt, you know, fellow Americans, to me, has mental illness. But you have other people that wanted to be there at the rally or wanted to be on the Capitol steps showing support. And some of them are going to be arrested, and then they're going to, you know, be tried. And if they were found of no wrongdoing, they'd be free. But if they're found of wrongdoing, they're going to be convicted. And so when we see an inconsistency with the psychological profile of who's doing, let's say, these crimes, or when you look at the summertime riots and protests and looting and fires, people want to know that there's consistency or there's a reason, and we could compartmentalize and then we could hopefully cure or address. But we're not seeing that right now. We have people that are at their wits' end. And I told you guys, what happens when you take a man's job away or a woman's job? When you take away a person's ability to work and feed their family, it's a whole different breed, a whole different species. You know, people say, gosh, why aren't more people social distancing and supporting the governor and, you know, Governor Newsom, he's just trying to save people's lives. Listen, the saving people's lives is wonderful, and as a physician, I want to save people's lives, but you lose us when you take away our ability to work. When you take away our ability to feed our family and you take away our freedoms, now all bets are off. So you have people out there saying, wait a second, I didn't get a ballot, or I'm hearing that this happened, and then the person I voted for didn't win. They're mad they lost. They, you know, are mad that there's not a, you know, process looking at possible wrongdoing. And I'm not saying it's justified, but they don't have a job. They don't have anywhere else to be, except now they, you know, they're going to be more activists. So we're seeing a lot of activism. I think it's frightening that our political leaders have to feel like their lives are in jeopardy. I told you, I see many political leaders with absolutely no security detail. I think they need it. I think, you know, the world is getting to the point that they are so bad. People take politics so seriously. And I can't blame people, you know, for being passionate about politics, because it's really starting to affect them. Politics used to be, you know, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and you might see, you know, an extra 5-cent tax. Politics now is so in our face where you can't even leave your house in some areas. You are on lockdown. That politics got way up into our face. So now people are saying, you know what, I am going to get involved. So, you know, when you see people upset and you see people, you know, fight back, it's, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's, you know, but understand, this is the psychology. It's not just a bunch of people who are crazy. It's people who feel like they have nothing to lose. When you have somebody who feels like they have nothing to lose, that's when they might go over the edge. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have asked about getting COVID twice, COVID 2.0. What does all that mean? And we've kind of had some new developments that we need to talk about. So when you hear COVID 2.0, it could be two things. It could be somebody getting a completely separate second COVID infection, or it could be somebody who has long COVID where they had COVID, they got sick, calmed down, and then they had a second wave of symptoms from the first one. The latter implies that the virus might not go away completely, and it might stay with your body for a while. We're even being told that some people who lose their sense of smell or taste, some doctors fear it might even be permanent. So is that because there's damage that's permanent, or is it because the virus just kind of sits there and camps out and causes lack of smell and taste? So we still don't know. We're still trying to figure it out. But when I had made the suggestion that I think people could get two different COVIDs, okay, people were like, no, there has never been a case of somebody getting sick with COVID twice. But then in Northern Nevada, UNR and the Washoe Health Department was investigating somebody who got COVID twice. And I had said that, and still people were like, no, I don't believe you. Well, now we have a case in Brazil where a nurse, 45-year-old nurse, was reinfected with COVID, but I don't want to say reinfected. Well, she was reinfected with a COVID virus and had an illness, but it was a separate strain. And so we're being told that 5 months after her first COVID, she was infected with the newer Brazilian strain, and the symptoms were worse. Now, what does that mean? So, if somebody were to get COVID the second time, many times the second time around, your symptoms might come on quicker. You know, at first the body's like, what the heck is this? You know, and they're like, well, what the heck is this? So, you know, the virus kind of comes in, the body's like, let's maybe start a fever, let's maybe try to block it. Second time around, they're like, oh, guys, look who's back. You know, it's like a bully, right? You know, then all of a sudden you have, you know, your Cobra Kai team, your Miyagi-Do, or your Cobra Kai, or now there's, I don't know, Eagle something, whatever. So your immune system is ready to go. So, yeah, second time around, you could feel more sick. But they're saying that they were a little concerned that the second strain that she was exposed to might be a little bit more vicious than the first one. They're also concerned that it was only 5 months between both illnesses. Shouldn't having COVID first time around give you enough immunity? Well, we've been talking, we've been thinking the immunity might only be a couple months, maybe at most 6 months. Some people might have lifelong immunity, others may not. So it hasn't been out that long. We haven't had COVID out that long to be able to do successive antibody tests to see if it's a year or 2 years. We're close, but if we weren't doing antibody tests till February, March, maybe later, we're not going to have that data yet. So this Brazilian strain apparently caused a 45-year-old nurse to fall ill, and she had very similar symptoms, I believe, the coughing and the sneezing and the fever. From what we understand, she had to be admitted to the hospital. Now, we're just getting, this is just some breaking news, so we're getting new information on this. But, and we aren't saying 100% that's what's going on, but it is suspected that you could get two different, completely different COVID variants, and one might not provide immunity to another. Now, there's a lot of questions about the three new U.S. variants that we've discovered in America. Ohio State University, and then I believe in Illinois, they have picked up the 20C variant that came out of Texas, we believe has been around for a while, since possibly May, but there's three U.S.-grown variants. We believe they're not deadlier, but they could be more contagious, which could explain the high positivity rates. So we want to know, if you get infected with the previous COVID, are you going to be protected against the new U.S. variant? Well, time will tell. So what do we need? Do we want to wait for time, or do we want to see some studies? Well, we have a lot of data, and right now all eyes are on Israel. So Israel has a population of 9 million. They have already vaccinated 20% of their population. They use pizza-type boxes in terms of, okay, we have a small group of population here, small group of population here. Let's ship this out with this freezing material and this freezing material. And so they had a very robust vaccination process, and a lot of countries are going to mimic it. So people are looking at how is Israel doing. If Israel has been able to vaccinate and inoculate 20% of the population, we should start seeing some leveling off. Now, we're not seeing it yet because it's too early. 80% of their population still hasn't been vaccinated. So I'm not expecting to see anything in the next week or two. But hopefully in a month or two, we might see cases stave off. That's what everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to look at the countries that have done mass vaccination to see if there's a difference. Well, we need a huge amount of the population vaccinated. Now, Israel's a small country. 9 million people compared to us with 360 million people. So, you know, we have to take it with a grain of salt. But if you do have a country that hits, let's say, the 25% mark, and we start to see a leveling off, that gives these other countries some hope. And hopefully, you know, lights a fire under their tushies to make sure they move, keep moving, and vaccinate more people. The other, though, issue that people are concerned about while all eyes are on Israel is it making a difference? Israel, I believe, has been using the Pfizer vaccine. I'm a fan of the Pfizer vaccine. I'm not sure which vaccine I'm going to get when I get my vaccine. But if they don't see a leveling off, you know, in the news they're saying, gosh, Israel is still dealing with major cases and hospitals slammed and, you know, well, yeah, it's going to take a while for the vaccine to kick in and the vaccine to build immunity and to people not get sick. But if they don't see much of a change, then what does that mean? Does it mean that the vaccine isn't providing the protection for a new variant? Has a new variant grown? Is it that the vaccine didn't boost the immune system to the degree that it needed to? Now, there's been a lot of discussion on how effective one shot is because, you know, if you have already administered the vaccine to 20% of the population, that's probably one vaccine. I don't think everybody's gotten their second dose. I was told it was about 50% effective. Today, I heard it's only 30% effective, one dose. Other people are saying, nah, it might be 60% effective for one dose. So we really need the two doses when we're talking about Pfizer and Moderna. And there's a lot of debate on how effective only one dose is. All we have is Pfizer's data or Moderna's data. All right, we could slowly start to make up some of our own. But if at all we don't see Israel's cases start to slow down, or we see those vaccinated get COVID, we then need to reevaluate what's going on with our vaccines. But, like I said, it's too early. People are panicking. They're like, Israel is vaccinated like crazy, and 20% of the population, we should see something by now. No, 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 you won't. We won't see anything, the start of anything, till February. So everybody needs to kind of be patient and just keep going with the vaccination process. And if there are any side effects, please report them. I understand that there's been a little bit of a dearth of any news on side effects, yet people have said, look, this person had a side effect, this person had a side effect. Well, and it takes a while to get something to the media. And, you know, somebody having an allergic reaction might not be news anymore. Again, you want to talk to your medical provider, make sure you're in a facility that has, let them show you the EpiPen ready to go. You know, if you do have any severe allergies, talk to your medical provider. But, you know, right now we just move forward and, you know, hope that whatever we're using will work. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.